got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Should you introduce yourself? I'm Catherine.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa. This is our Pretty Little Liars podcast.
Yep, Halloween episode, season 3.
The Halloween episode.
Aired on October 23rd, 2012.
What did you just say?
In the United States.
We're Skyping, so that's why it's not coming through very well.
It's coming through on my part. I can hear myself talk. Well,
you must have a better internet connection than me.
Okay. No, for real. Let's get real now, okay? Because I have stuff to talk about.
Okay, so let's start our recap.
Okay, beginning.
Scary
Mona. First off, yeah, how does A, because you see him in the background, get into this secured facility without anyone knowing?
What are you talking about? What secured facility?
Mona is in Bradley. Yeah. Wait, what are you talking about? What?
Okay, because Mona's with the other person.
Beginning scene, opening right. Scene. You see her painting, like, the little mask and stuff.
And she's getting it all over her shoes.
Yeah. You think it's blood? No. Not.
It's paint.
No, but she's talking to member A. How does A, this person, most likely Toby, get into the facility?
I'd say that they have very poor security there.
Because they have gates and, like, logins. It's like, come on, really?
You know, Toby's a sneaky guy.
Toby's creepy, but so cute. So, so cute.
Something about his face doesn't do it for me.
I think it's his chin.
So, they're just... You think they're, like, planning their escapades?
Mm-hmm.
For Halloween?
Duh. It's a Halloween train ride.
Choo-choo.
Trigger, 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 trigger.
And then they're like walking down the street, right?
Who?
Everyone. The core four.
Oh, yeah. They do a really nice job decorating.
Of what?
They do a nice job decorating. Except, I don't. Wait, did it,
what
did
are,
it just.
What are they wearing? They all look like witches.
Yeah. Wait, are you watching right now too?
No, I remember.
Oh.
I have a good memory.
Wow. Did it just rain or something? Why does the street and sidewalks have to be wet?
I think that's, like, something to make it, shiny for the viewer.
I'm not digging it. I'm not digging it at all.
And it's kind of creepy, too.
Aria reminds me of Beetlejuice right now in her outfit. And you shouldn't mix, vertical, striped leggings with a horizontal striped jacket.
You should call up their costume designer and let them know.
And the necklace Hannah's wearing, it looks like it belongs on, like, a pharaoh.
Yeah, their wardrobe's pretty cray-cray.
Cray-cray meets crazy, FYI. Cut forward, Spencer's house.
Oh, yeah, who was that? And then there was, like, that, coffin.
Oh, yeah, that.
Who's Clifford?
I don't know,
who
some
was
random
that?
Thing.
Who was that?
Why was...
And they said... They said his name was Clifford, and that's, like, the weirdest
Clifford
name.
Clifford the dog. Yeah. No. Who, but why would someone, like, random person just do a coffin that says, rest in peace, Allison?
I don't know.
Maybe.
That's why it was weird.
Maybe he's gonna become a main character soon.
Yeah. I think you're onto something there.
I'm always onto something.
You're always onto something.
No.
And why is he, like, hiding during the day? It's not even Halloween yet.
Aren't they, like, on their way to school somehow?
Is that the morning?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the morning.
Yeah, that was weird.
But then Spencer goes back to her house where she runs into Garrett, leaving flowers.
No, yeah.
And then he's like, I'll tell you what you want to know, but then I'm out of here.
Oh. And then, wait, will you explain something to me?
I'll try.
Wait, why does Hannah always have to go to the dentist?
Because, that's where Garrett, I think, works.
Garrett?
No, not Garrett. Caleb. And
why does she have to go to the dentist?
Because they're still sneaking around because they don't want A to know about them. And so, you know, a little rendezvous in the supply room would run.
It reminded me of Grey's Anatomy.
Do they, always yeah. in the closets. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But little do they know, yeah. A knows about them.
And you know what? At this point, Caleb's hair is definitely longer than his.
That is true. But he's looking good. He's looking good. No. He's looking yummy.
Oh, I guess it did, like, all the couples. So then Mario was with Ezra. And he was like, I can go to the Halloween party.
Ezra bothers me now.
Because he's A.
No, maybe. I don't know. I'm not, like, 100% convinced yet.
I have known it since episode one.
I'm not convinced yet. Why would he, what does he have on the girls?
Where do I even begin? He is a creeper.
No, he just likes younger girls. Like 16? Like Hugh Hefner. He's 90 and he likes 20-year-olds.
But not underage girls.
We don't know that.
Okay. Well, no. You'll have to call up you.
But like, he came into town as school was starting and he didn't know anyone. So why would he be A? He didn't know Ian. He didn't know Garrett. He didn't know Melissa.
Maybe he did, and we just don't know that.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. I did like Ezra's sweatshirt in this scene. You may want to go back to that and look at it, because it looked comfy. I made note of that.
I don't have a picture to look at. But
I'll show you later.
Okay, but I'll probably disagree. I probably wouldn't like it either. Did he have nice jeans on?
Because that's what I like. No, it was a good sweatshirt. I liked it.
Oh.
It looked comfy.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to talk about my favorite part of this episode.
Which is?
Lucas.
No. Oh, but when he came up, I was like, Catherine's going to love this episode.
He looked so good.
I hate him so much.
He was so cute.
So much.
Come on.
So much. Like, he needs, like, to go away.
He was wearing that vest with that collared shirt.
No.
And he was so happy to see Hannah.
Yeah, really but he was scary. Like, he drugged Emily and Paige.
You don't know that.
He had the pills in his bag.
How do you know it was him?
And
it was Toby.
And he's mean. He's mean. Oh, I froze. He's mean. I don't trust him, because he, just like Mona, he was on the outskirts of Allie and all them, and they picked on him.
Well, he is on the A-team, right?
Exactly, so, you know.
But he's the nicest one of them all.
I thought Mona was nice. I thought Toby was nice. Though, I still think he is just pretending to be part of the A-team to find out the scoop to protect Spencer.
But, you know, even when he, like, showed up...
Actually, I take that back. Because I have a theory in my head again.
When he showed up at Spencer's house, he had, like, those evil eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay, Garrett, say your theory.
Well... Actually, I didn't have a theory, but I had a thing going on in my head. Like, for sure there's two A's on the train. One Mona, of course. The other has to be Toby, so we think, right?
Yes.
And Mona
There were two. Because there was one where the mask was taken off, and then there was another mask on it.
Yeah, and that was Mona. She was dressed up as Caleb. Even though Mona pretending to be Caleb was taller than Mona really is. So unless she has some pretty high heels on or something.
No, that was a different A. Oh, was it?
No, because at the very end they show Mona putting down the mask or something, and it's Mona.
But you know, when they do the crate thing at the end, there were two voices. Did you hear those two voices talking? It was a male and a female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was for sure Mona, because she snuck out because, you know, there's proof that the fake head was in bed.
Because I showed that.
And then the other person was in that scary Joker clown whatever
thing.
That was Ezra, for sure. Or Toby.
Okay. Do we want to discuss costumes?
What was Arya?
What was that?
Was she a flopper or something? Wait.
My favorite quote. She said, wedding cake from outer space. That was the best line.
Paige has kind of grown on me when she started. Who? Who was getting attacked? Spencer. Why don't they just, why jump on the back? Why not just try to pull the mask off?
That's what I'm saying. No one tried to pull the masks off. It's like a Cinderella story. Just take off your masks.
Exactly, right? And then when Arya stabbed the screw through the crate.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Okay, that was...
I don't think that...
That was kind of dumb, too. She noticed when she was stabbed, the girls came running in. So what, A disappeared all of a sudden? Like, vanished? Oh,
I bet you in the next episode, someone's going to be hurt.
Ooh.
Somewhere. So we should keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and then Jenna showed up. And this time she was only blind in one eye.
She's creepy. Because she has an iPad. Noel's little prank thing was really good.
Who's?
Noel.
Noel's?
Nolan? Noel.
What'd he do?
You remember how he pretended to be choking? And then...
Yeah, Noel. They kind of scared me.
I thought it was funny. Because wasn't there like an advertisement or promo saying like someone is going to die?
Well, someone did die.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking him. Oh, poor Garrett. So did he like Spencer because he was like, you were always my favorite or something? Or something?
I don't know. He was being weird this episode. Like, totally out of character.
Arya's dad and Allie?
Yeah, I know. He's a creeper.
Yeah, that probably explains why A was trying to frame Meredith in his office.
But you know what I read? It makes sense because why did Arya and them go leave the country for a year?
That's true. Ooh, emo. That's true.
I think I like last year's costumes better.
I don't remember them.
Or one of the Halloween episodes.
Yeah, someone was Marie Antoinette. Oh, Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was a big theme last year.
That was an excellent episode.
No.
Oh, and Spencer. Oh, and Jason showed up.
He's so cute.
He was cute.
I don't get what's his deal with, who was he chasing after?
Spencer.
No, Spencer and him were talking one episode on the one scene, and then he was like, I have to go take care of something, and he walks away, and they show the camera on the one person, but I can't picture who it is. But what does Garrett, so you know how they did a flashback of Garrett, Jenna, and Allie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why did Allie want Garrett to be quiet and make Jenna think he killed her?
I don't know, that was weird. And why was Jenna, like, so okay with Garrett killing her?
I don't know.
She was like, it's like they'd done it before.
Jenna's a freak. Like, seriously.
But I don't think she's on the A-team, is she?
No, because she was, because
it wouldn't have made sense.
Because she said she was getting texts, too. Like, you remember that one time?
Yeah.
In the season.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, like, that hand coming out of the dirt, is someone like, what?
Yeah, that didn't make, I don't know.
That doesn't make.
I don't know. I need to draw a diagram or something.
And
Can I talk about Hannah's mom and the guy?
Oh yeah, and that little girl.
What was that?
I think the episode could have done without them.
Yeah, I think they just needed to fill time.
Yeah, but that little girl kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, she was weird. Maybe she was the one coming out of the dirt.
What's her significance?
A ghost.
Well, he's not allowed to believe in ghosts. That's his quote.
He said that. That is a quote. You know what else I didn't know? I didn't know that Adam Lambert lived in Rosewood.
I think Adam Lambert went straight for a few minutes in that episode trying to hit on Arya. Well, actually, he's bi, so I guess it works, but...
And why didn't she just, like, wait a few seconds and then, tell him her name instead of writing it on the window?
Yeah, that was a little too much. I like how she was drugged, though. I wish she'd kind of died, because I could do without Arya.
I think I could do it. She's probably my least favorite character.
So, like, technically, Toby drugged Arya.
Yeah. It was whoever was with Mona at the beginning.
Yeah. But they didn't show his face, though.
She gave him the pills.
Yeah. in the bullets.
Bullets?
I think there are bullets in the pile. Mm. Yeah, you're so observant. Observant.
Observant.
Yeah.
The word is observant.
Whatever. You got my gif.
And I'm not sure how he can sing in fangs either.
Well, just like Vampire Diaries, they are glued into your teeth so you don't have a lisp. I watched the behind the scenes.
You would. You should have your own Vampire Diaries podcast. Let's see. Okay, those flashbacks I really enjoyed. They were very interesting.
I think I could have done without... we haven't even talked about Emily. She wasn't that big in this one.
Yeah, she wasn't... Because I don't even know what she was for Halloween.
Neither do I. That sometimes. She was part of a wedding cake, JK.
Like, were her and Paige's outfits, like, supposed to go together?
I don't know, but I think their, like, little rendezvous in the cabin could have, like, you know, been taken out of.
Yeah, and there was, like, a shadow in there, so someone was watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a little creepy. Yeah. But I don't get how Garrett could be... Garrett was killed when he's a police officer. Like, these are high school students now. Like, let's get real. Right?
Well, you know, Mona's pretty crazy.
She's a wacko. Oh,
okay. And, okay, so... It definitely scared me when, that dead body.
Yeah, Garrett!
That was, like, one of the scariest scenes ever.
I kind of laughed.
Really? I was shocked.
So. Yeah. I didn't expect him to die.
I think I literally went... Yeah, but that was really creepy. Actually, I didn't even know it was Garrett for a little while.
I thought it was a dummy.
I thought it was just a random guy.
Oh, no. I thought it was just, like, a doll or something that she freaked out on until at, like, the next scene where they did, like, a close-up. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah. And because... We never liked him, and then this episode, he was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then he died.
I liked him as Lizzie McGuire's boyfriend.
We're just gonna have to... Let's just call him Paolo.
Yeah.
He's not Garrett.
Yeah, Paolo and Isabella. But, like, how did they get the body inside the cooler of drinks?
No, you know who that is.
It's Allison.
Yeah.
But how did it get in there? Like, well, how did it get in there?
I know. Lucas.
And, like, what a coincidence that, who's the one fighting?
What do you mean, fighting Spencer?
No, like, during that scene before the body falls out, someone goes to punch someone.
It was Toby and, oh no. Toby... It was Noel, because he was being
a jerk. Was it Noel and Toby?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well then, of course. Okay, so then Toby, like, went so he, on purpose, to
push the body. Do you think Toby did that on purpose?
Well, yeah, why would the... Yeah. Why would they
put that there?
If they didn't want it to be revealed.
Yeah,
so it was exactly. So Toby, like, found a reason to punch or whatever, and was like, let's do this.
And then Ezra showed up at the end.
Yeah, like, he all of a sudden hopped onto a...
Yeah, I'm sure he was waiting. Yeah, he was on that train the whole time.
Yeah, like, if a dead body was just found, they're not going to let some random on the train.
No.
Right? Am I right?
It's going to be blocked off.
Hashtag, you were right. Am I right? Hashtag, am I right? No. But I like how, I think Hannah pointed out, she says some dumb things, but she was really smart, that everyone in that part of the train was connected to Garrett.
Also something that was pretty hilarious to me was after Spencer got beat up, she was like, Paige, thank you. And then Paige was like, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
That was so funny and weird.
Yeah, no, she could have thought of something else to say.
She could have been like, yeah, you were being attacked.
Be like, anytime, or like, no problem, or like, you're welcome.
Because it's not really a pleasure to pull someone off someone else's.
Yeah, it was just, you know, she was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, after her little rendezvous. That's what she should have said. Her rendezvous. Getting freaky.
Freaky, freaky. I still don't know what they were dressed as.
Well, she was dressed up as a groom.
Yeah. That's.
What was Spencer dressed up as?
Oh, yeah, her and Toby. They were just, like, old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned. Hannah looked really pretty as Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, she actually looked like her.
She did. Except the dress kind of made her look a little big. Didn't flatter her skinny bod.
But I liked when Arya was like, I'm Daisy from The Great Gatsby. It was like, the movie?
No, the book.
She was like, the movie?
I didn't get why that was funny. Because there is a movie. It's a book. No, but there is a movie. They were dressing up out of movie characters, weren't they?
No, it was just Halloween.
Oh. I'm confused.
Oh, wait, was it? Did they mention something about movie?
Yeah. Thing? Yeah. Oh. And there is, in the very beginning, when they're all walking, like the four of them are walking, and then they're, and Hannah's like, how about you just tell me what you guys are going to be so we don't clash? And then there's someone, Spencer is like, no, we agreed to just surprise each other when we get to the thing. And Hannah's like, whose dumb idea was that? And they're like, it was yours.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Someone was paying attention.
Now it makes sense. Because Jason was that guy from Back to the Future.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was dressed up.
Yeah. He was.
Jason is gorgeous.
Let's see. Okay, yeah. That ghost child made absolutely no sense.
Mm-mm. Was it this episode that Hannah's mom called? No, I was watching reruns, so it wasn't that episode. Never mind.
Mm-mm. No. You're wrong.
But I don't know. How does she get down the stairs, even though they only have one stairwell in their house, and bypass Hannah's mom in the pastor, even though they were standing right there? Did she jump?
It's called a ghost.
Did she jump out of a window? She wasn't a ghost, though. She was able to touch the blanket.
Ghosts can do whatever they want because they're ghosts.
Casper couldn't touch it or hold anything.
You know, there are different types of ghosts.
I don't believe in ghosts.
They aren't all Caspers.
I like Casper.
Oh, whose fingernail was that?
A guy.
Was it Adam Lambert's?
Toby. Except Toby looks like he has skinny fingers. Mm-hmm. Well, Garrett's dead, so he's not. Oh, but they're going after the people who were in that room of Alice with when Allison was killed. Ian was dead. Mm-hmm. Garrett's not dead. Melissa could be next.
Jenna, too.
Jenna wasn't in the room, though, was she? No. No, she was.
Yeah, she was there.
Yeah. And Melissa?
It's maybe Arya's dad. I don't know. Maybe he's doing something.
You know who disappeared?
Who?
Arya's brother.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he was like this.
He Wait, was
did
bad.
He, did he go to, like, boarding school or something?
I don't know.
Because I guess he's not invited to any of these Halloween parties.
I don't know, but I hope. Gina, come enjoy, because Catherine needs to hear that. Gina says Ezra has something to do with it.
Definitely,
Why do you think he has all that money? Why do you think he has all that money and he's being so sketchy about it? Her words.
Yep, that is true.
But he has money because he sold the car.
Car?
His old grandfather's car, which is why he had the money. And how did Arya know it was $50,000 from just looking in the sock drawer?
Didn't his brother tell him? Oh, his brother wasn't on this episode.
Oh, so cute, so cute.
I know, I hope him and Arya get together.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't care because you don't mind if Arya dies.
I don't. But
Arya's A.
That'd be funny. But why would
she puts herself in the crate.
Yeah, and drag herself and almost kill herself off the ledge.
Yeah. Hmm. She set that up.
Convenience.
Hmm. What else is there? We pretty much covered a lot of it.
Their dancing was kind of awkward. Like.
And they were like the only ones there for like the first few minutes.
Yeah, it was like awkward. Hmm.
They had to show Adam Lambert for at least 30 seconds.
Awkward.
So we could go download his song.
Really?
No. I didn't do that.
Is that why they shut him for a long time? What? Yeah. I kind of like the song. Cuckoo.
How does it go again?
Cuckoo. I don't know. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Yeah, I want something like that.
Yeah. Crazy train.
Crazy train is leaving the station.
They should have had train perform.
That would have been appropriate.
I know. What's their new song? Ways to Say Goodbye?
Yeah.
By throwing you off the train and saying, peace, hasta la vista.
Those aren't the lyrics.
You and my soul sister. Drive by.
Nope, these are not any lyrics of anything ever.
Drive by is a song. Soul sister. Hey, soul sister.
Okay, you need to go hang out with Train for a little bit on your iPod.
You know, I need to hang out with some Tay Tay.
Yeah, that's all I've been listening to.
I've been repeat on. Well, I couldn't get my sentence out. 22 and Starlight have been on repeat. Did you stop recording?
I can stop now.
Wait, let's just say our goodbye.
We should probably say goodbye.
Wait.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back,
January 8th, 2013!
That's so long.
That was like three months. So long. 3 months.
It's still so long. I hope they have a Christmas episode.
How amazing would that be?
It would be so Christmassy.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. It was a little rough.
But it's our first one.
But so it will get better. Slack. It will get better.
And,
yeah.
Enjoy listening to us. Watching Pretty Little Liars. Bye.
Bye. Bye.